saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and you can email me questions, comments, or criticisms at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Springsteen. I saw Bruce Springsteen Tuesday, and it was amazing. And you can see the first vlog from the concert at brucesalen.com in the I'm Not That Dad area. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
So Wayne and I were talking on the break, and he didn't particularly want to talk about Christmas shopping. He thought it'd be much more interesting to talk about what we'll be talking about at Dad Chat tonight, which is how to survive the holidays. The holidays are obviously, and actually obviously is the wrong word, but the holidays seem to be a very stressful time for people on so many levels. Families getting together, budgets for Christmas shopping, kids coming back home, all those sort of things. So what is on your mind regarding this topic, Mr. Levine?
Well, the best thing that I could say is that for each of us, we need to figure out what kind of experience we want to have and the kind of experience that we want to provide for the people we care about. Because the holidays are a lot of stress. It's a lot of change, a lot of imposition for some people. It's not comfortable. Family members and friends are put together in pressure cookers. And, you know, when you can normally avoid someone you don't want to see all year, come the holidays, you can't avoid it anymore.
it's true.
Right? So that happens a lot. And, a lot of people deal with it. But it's not unlike the rest of the year, but it's amped up. And I think that if we think about the kind of experience and the kind of result that we want to have ahead of time and we plan for it, we could avoid a lot of the problems that we see year in and year out.
Well, I agree with you, but I also think it's about expectations. I think the expectations that are placed on or that we place on ourselves about the holidays, inspired by media, inspired by movies and television, of just this unbelievably joyous, happy, wonderful time and gather around the Christmas tree. And just, it somehow never lives up to that image. And that, to me, is a big problem, whether it's motivated by watching something that inspires an expectation or just some distant memory of what it was like when you were a child.
Yeah, well, that's a big issue. Expectations are always a problem. I mean, if we didn't have such high expectations, we wouldn't be so disappointed.
Exactly. So, you always talk about in the men's work that I've been in with you about putting things in the right context. Yeah. And I think that's really another way of saying is make your expectations small or minimal or realistic.
Well, when we talk about context, we really have to think about the things that we can control. So your context is where you're coming from, where everything you say, do, all your actions are coming from that place. You can't control everyone else, but you can definitely control you and how you react and what your intentions are. And I think most people, especially when they start getting stressed, completely become unconscious to the power that they have in selecting what that context is. And if you just take a moment to have to set an intention for whatever get-together or event that's happening, you have the power, at least for you, to be in that place. And, you know, what the men find all the time is that when they take a moment to address that situation, they find that everyone around them is positively affected by that context, whereas if they were unconscious, some of their worst behaviors might come out instead.
Well, I think that's incredibly true. I learned it, and I think I've told you about this. I learned it on in my first marriage. We had a vacation planned, and we were in therapy at the time. And the therapist was actually good. I mean, not always the case. And he asked me, what were my expectations for this particular vacation that was coming up? And I expressed all the things that I wanted to do. I want to go here. I want to do this. I want to hit that place. I want to buy this. I want to, et cetera, et cetera. Like, a lot of us do when we think in terms of expectations or going on a trip. And he said, well, given what's going on in your marriage, shouldn't your expectation be about just being present with your wife? And thankfully, the light bulb went off, and I let go of all the list of places and things that I had to see on this trip, and I put the context into being with my wife, and we ended up having a very healthy and good trip. Marriage didn't last in the long run, but that's another story. So I believe the context, that sort of lesson can so well be applied to the family that comes to visit during the holiday, especially when family comes to stay with you, like your parents. Really hard for grown children to have their parents there, and then they sometimes revert to behaviors that they seem long forgotten.
Yeah. You need to be, if you want to have a pleasant time, at the least, you need to be realistic. And most of us have had enough experiences that if we look back and sort of examined it, we'd know, okay, well, this is what's really going to happen. And so making a plan becomes a little easier. And at the same time, you have to be accepting of your spouse that there may be something that goes on that pushes a button, some childhood button of theirs, and it's also very helpful to prepare yourself for your wife or your husband or whomever to behave in that expected way.
Oh, is that true? I it took me a while to understand that my wife comes back from visits from her parents in an altered state. And of course, as you know, we all men do, and I do this very much. I'm beginning, I always would be with her the first day or two afterwards and go, what the heck did I do? Why is she so weird? Why is she so off? Until I finally recognized, as shocking as this may, that it may be, that it was not about me. And so now I try to support her and I try to understand. And the same thing happens when her parents come and stay with us, though I find that a lot easier. I enjoy her parents, but they're not my parents. And so they don't push my buttons pretty much because they're not intrusive or obnoxious in any way that some in-laws can be. So I'm very blessed, but it does affect my wife. So what you're saying is very wise.
It's a good idea to be able to talk to your significant other ahead of time about what the anxieties might be and what they need from you. Because if you feel like the other is on your side in your corner, then it makes going into a difficult situation much easier.
Well said. Could not say it better. Wow, we've just got 2 minutes left, Wayne. Anything else you'd like to talk about in addition to promoting your book and your work?
No, we're off to celebrate our 29th anniversary this weekend.
Lovely. Where are you going?
To an undisclosed location.
Okay. That sounds very exciting. I've heard about that place.
Yeah, it's very good. We're getting very expensive rates.
Well, I know you. I know that's not the case.
No, but we're. It's always nice to get away.
Okay, let me just ask one question. Are you driving or flying?
Yes.
Okay, I knew you were driving. No doubt there. Well, happy anniversary. 29 years. Let's see, if I'm married to my wife 29 years, that will make me somewhere between 80 and 90. Oh, my gosh. That's pretty. And by the way, when you're 80, you'll have been married 60 years or so, right? 55 years or whatever.
Yeah, if we survive.
You're going to survive. I mean, after 29 years, especially with all the work you've done, there's no way you're not going to survive. All right, quickly tell our readers and listeners where they can get your book and anything else you want them to get.
What a great holiday gift idea. BetterMenCoaching.com, and you can find out all about what we're doing to help men.
Okay, and you can buy Wayne's book. And, in fact, recently his newsletter had a little thing about my book, too. So, two for one. Can't do better than that. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Bruce.
Wonderful anniversary, and stay tuned for Dr. Weberman after these messages.
Nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love.